Welcome to another episode from Miss Prince's Physical Science Connection. This podcast is about pure substances and mixtures. Before I go into any details about either, let's start off with some basic definitions for each. A pure substance has the same composition throughout the matter, such as an element or compound. Mixtures are two or more substances physically combined. All matter falls into either of these two categories. Why are elements and compounds considered pure substances? Well, neither of them can be broken down any further. Let's take water, which is H2O, for example. You can't remove any of the two hydrogen atoms or the one oxygen atom and still expect to have water. Another example, a gold bar is made up of thousands of gold atoms. No other atom is mixed in to make pure gold. Both water and gold are already in their purest form. Mixtures are quite different from pure substances because they are physically combined, while pure substances are chemically combined. Just like there are two types of pure substances, there are also two types of mixtures, homogeneous and heterogeneous mixtures. Homogeneous mixtures, or solutions, are mixtures of more than one substance that maintain their chemical properties. Take, for instance, a glass of sweetened water. A new substance wasn't formed when you mix the sugar in the water. Instead, if you taste the mixture, you will notice the sweetened taste from the sugar crystals. Even though they have dissolved after several minutes of stirring, you know it's still in there. Homogeneous mixtures are uniform throughout. This simply means you can't see all of the substances added into this mixture. Heterogeneous mixtures are mixtures of more than one substance. This type of mixture is not uniform throughout, which means you can see everything that's mixed in. Often when I talk about these types of mixtures, I use salad, soil, and beach sand as perfect examples. You can clearly see each substance within the mixture and observe that they have also maintained their individual properties. Recently, I saw a commercial on TV for a drink where you can squeeze the amount of flavor syrup into each glass for every time you wanted to have that particular drink. Whether there was a lot or a little flavored syrup added didn't change the mixture. This commercial brings up a great point about mixtures that sets them apart from pure substances. Mixtures don't have set ratios for each substance. In other words, my salad is just as much a salad if it has 20 tomato slices and yours only has two. The different amounts don't change the fact that both are salads. However, carbon dioxide, which is CO2, has a set ratio of one carbon for every two oxygen atoms. If I take away one oxygen, I will no longer have carbon dioxide. Instead, I have carbon monoxide, one carbon, one oxygen, a totally different substance. Changing the number of atoms will change the type of substance. So let's review. Elements and compounds are pure substances because they can't be broken down and they are also chemically combined. Mixtures are either heterogeneous or homogeneous and are physically combined. A compound's chemical properties are different from the chemical properties of its individual substances. Mixtures maintain their chemical properties. While pure substances have fixed ratios, mixtures do not, which means our salads may be totally different, but each of us still has a salad. Well, that's it for this podcast. For more information on this topic, visit my YouTube channel, Miss Prince Science.